It's Men's Health Week, which runs from the 11th to the 17th of June every year. Men's Health Week is celebrated in most European countries and worldwide. The objective is to heighten awareness of preventable health problems for men of all ages and to encourage them to improve their health and well-being. On average, men die 4.5 years younger than women. Poor lifestyle is often responsible for a high proportion of chronic diseases. And late presentation to health services and GPs is often the cause of certain chronic diseases such as cancer being in a situation where they're not treatable because men often defer going to see their doctor. Today in the studio, we're joined by David Knowles, who runs the Superdad Fitness Project in Coolock, and by some of the men who take part in the Superdad Fitness Project, Tom Reynolds and Robbie Toner. And you're all very welcome to the studio.
Thanks. How you doing?
So, David, I'll start with you. And first of all, can you just tell people a little bit about the Superdad Fitness Project?
In a nutshell, it's a program for men, typically dads, who want to come into maybe a slightly different environment than they might be used to in a normal gym. Something that's a bit like being in the dressing room. It's a bit of fun, but ultimately to kind of help people to change their fitness and to become healthier in general so that they can not only kind of have an impact on their physical mental health, but to see that then work its way out through the relationships they have with their kids, their wife, partner, and in work and that kind of stuff.
Okay, and I think that's a really important part of it is that, and more we see research that comes out that, you know, health and fitness, it's not just about looking good, but it also taps into all aspects of your life, really, doesn't it? Do you see that then in the gym with the people that take part?
Yeah, 100%. And in fact, when we're talking to people coming into the gym, I don't talk about weight loss. I talk about the impact it can have on their life and I try and find out what it is that's important to them. So, for example, you know, guys who are trying to get a new job and they can't because they can't pass fitness tests, or, you know, maybe they've been under a lot of stress and they're just kind of disconnected from kids and family and under a lot of pressure in work, and they just find that everything's kind of on top of them. So you're trying to figure out what way you can help them. And we do that through fitness, but the end result is much, much more important than losing 5 kilos, you know, has a big impact.
Yeah. And I often think when you talk about stress there, people think when they're in a highly stressed situation in their life, they often think that going to the gym, it's going to be another stress. It's going to, you know, be something else that I have to do. So what would you say to people who are maybe listening in thinking, oh, I'd love to do that, but my life is too stressful?
Yeah, no, people do tend to put some obstacles in the way of doing something to change, you know, their physical fitness. I mean, everybody's busy and has kids and busy work lives. So what we would say is, you know, particularly for people considering coming in, we'd say, look, come in and try it. There's no obligations. You can, you know, easily kind of come and see how you feel. Test the waters. You know, there's no pressure on you to stay if you don't want to. So, you know, we make it really easy for people to come in and then reassure them when they do come in that, look, this is actually an enjoyable thing that you can do. And you make it easy for them then to fit it into their lifestyle by the options they have with times and things like that. I think you're right in that a lot of people put a lot of pressure on themselves to be perfect when it comes to fitness and health. And again, we'd reassure people that it isn't about being perfect. It's about just kind of taking care of your physical fitness, physical health, so that you can be better, you know, everywhere, you know, outside the gym, and feel better about yourself so that your confidence is up and you're just able to take on things that you might not have been able to take on in the same way before.
Yeah, and your energy levels go up with exercise, which I think is the first thing people often notice is they think that, you know, I'm so tired that if I add an exercise session into this, I'm going to be more tired. But it's the opposite, really, isn't it?
Yeah, because work, people get tired through work. They tire themselves out in work and through their day-to-day lives. So you're right, people kind of think, oh, well, I'm too tired to do something else. But actually, the impact that kind of fitness, well-structured fitness sessions can have is that it does increase your energy, it increases your mood, and it has a positive impact on everything else then as a result. So people tend to find when they try to do something like this, that's the result, that they feel better, they feel more energetic, and then it becomes something that they want to do more.
Okay, so Tom, just turning to you first of all, so what kind of a stage were you at yourself when you decided to join the project, and where did you hear about it, I suppose, as well?
So I was looking at my mid-40s and over sort of gradually from mid-20s on, I was putting on weight a little bit at a time. And my GP, of a great GP down in Raheny, pushed me a little bit and said, look, if you keep going on the trend you're going at the moment, your weight will get to a point where you'll be looking at potential medication for blood pressure and even, you know, diabetes after that. So I had become quite accustomed to getting home after a hard day's work, long hours, jumping on the couch, sitting, scanning Facebook and other things on my phone. And for probably, I'd say, 3 or 4 months, I procrastinated about whether I would go or not down to the Super Dads. And I just basically one day decided, oh, screw it. What have I got to lose? I'll take that first step. And that's really all it was. It was just that one step. Once I walked in the door and I saw the guys that were all exactly like me, some at different stages, some, you know, much, much unhealthier than I was, some fit guys, all helping each other, all getting through the session together, I realised this is the team sport that I'd been missing since I stopped playing football and rugby. This is what it was. So it really only, it probably only took me 2 sessions, I'd say, and after that I was hooked.
You were hooked, okay.
The coaches then would be very conscious about your ability when you come in. So, you know, you might have a guy like myself at this stage. I've been going for 2 years now, so, you know, the weights I'm lifting are much heavier than when I started. But the guidance is there to keep you, to, you know, on the light weights so that you're not going to cause any injury or anything worse than that from working out, overworking out. So, that's... I basically started on the lightest weights, which I would have considered the girls' weights when I walked in until I tried to lift them a few times. And also, I'd never had any sort of training or guidance with lifting weights. So I'd been in gyms in the past, queuing to get on treadmills and afraid to go near the weights because I didn't know anything about them. And then I joined up with David and the guys and I got proper guidance, and the sessions are structured. You're with like-minded guys all the time, similar characters, and... it just becomes almost like that sort of change room crack that we would have had back when, you know, we were playing football in the younger days.
And I, just to go back to that, Dave, I think that's very important, is that oftentimes people do say, I'll go to the gym, and they go to the gym, but it's not that it's misdirected, but there's no direction or guidance there. And they may feel that they're running on treadmills and, you know, they're doing exercise and maybe the weight isn't shifting and they're not feeling a difference there. So the guidance from you is very important as well, isn't it?
Yeah, like what we have in the gym is at every session you've got someone there who'll actually coach you, you know, and take you through everything that you need to be taken through. And when I say coach you, I mean we spend a lot of time working very hard to make sure that we can deal with all levels, all abilities within the same session. So even the absolute beginner coming in is shown how to do the right exercises in the right way. And that's built on, you know, a huge amount of kind of knowledge and experience and qualifications within the gym that we have with the coaches. So as Tom said, you know, walking in the door on your first day, you're afraid, you know, can I actually do this? We actually enjoy that as coaches because we know you can, and we enjoy working with new people who are doing the same session, standing alongside someone else who's been there a little bit longer. But it's not like a typical gym. There isn't just loud music playing and lots of treadmills running and people pounding the treadmills. We, you know, with people maybe standing in front of mirrors, checking themselves that we don't have any mirrors because it's not really part of our culture. You know, it's more about the good quality training that people will enjoy, will find challenging, and then in the end get good results from. And I think actually what Tom said there about that progression and feeling like you're getting stronger and feeling like you're capable of doing more over time, that's part of our program. That's actually built into it. So you feel like you're achieving something every time you step in the door, you know?
Okay, great. And Robbie, your journey to the Super Dad Fitness Project, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, it's pretty much like Tom said, after maybe 20 years of doing no exercise from when I finished playing football and stuff like that, sitting on the couch, my wife was ill, pretty serious at one stage, and I just felt that I needed to be around to make sure that I could be there to help her more than myself at the time. It took a little while to get into it, because a couple of nights lying awake at night time, because I couldn't sleep because of I was overweight and stuff like that, I was having issues with sleeping. I eventually pushed a button. Dave rang me, had a good conversation with Dave, which is very good because he interviews you basically to get into the gym. You don't just get into the gym, you know. He interviews you. He makes sure that you're maybe on the right track and you're doing it for the right reasons, and it's not about macho stuff or anything like that. So when I started, I was up in, we were in Santry, in a smaller place in Santry, and I was there for a month. And then I got an injury, unfortunately, after the first month, which knocked me back big time. But in one sense, I had a month where I really enjoyed it. But then because I got injured, it was 6 months before I got back. And it was that little bit harder to make the transition back. But in fairness to the guys in the gym, they have kept in touch with me all the time. And when I did come back, I started back slowly, and I'm now probably close to 2 years now there. And I couldn't do without it now at this stage. It's like a drug. It's like, you know, it's my routine.
Yeah.
We go at 6 o'clock in the morning in the session I do. I do that 3 days a week. I do Saturday. And I just love it. It's completely changed my life. It's completely changed the lives of people at home, because from what we've learned through food, nutrition, all that sort of stuff, I've brought a lot of that into the house, and most of the people in the house are, you know, on, not we'd say a full fitness regime, but like, we've changed a lot of habits, we've changed a lot of stuff, eating wise, exercise wise, getting out a lot more. Like, my kids are older than maybe Tom's are, so I don't have that, you know, I missed that interaction with them. There was lots of times where I couldn't do things because I was overweight, and now I do a lot more with them, even though they're older than I probably did when they were younger, you know.
And what kind of unhealthy habits did you have before? I mean, what kind of habits had you gotten into in terms of your diet? What kind of stuff were you eating?
Like, I had no concept of, well, okay, I knew what was good and what was bad for me, but I didn't really care, you know. You just eat what's in front of you. And portion sizes, like, I come from a big family and we're all big people, you know, in the family. And portion sizes were just crazy stuff, you know. You know, I just didn't stop eating some days. You'd sit down and you just keep eating, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I never felt full, you know. Now I think, you know, I've trained my brain, or maybe Dave has trained my brain to know when to be full and when to stop. But not necessarily, you know, like, everybody can have a treat, everybody can have a day out, a weekend away, you know. There's no, it's not crazy stuff, but it's just getting into the mindset of just being healthy, looking at things differently, looking at the food you're eating. And it's as I said, it's come into the house and everybody thinks the same now, you know. It's really good, you know.
And Tom, have you found kind of a knock-on effect to your family life and how you interact with your kids as well?
Yeah, definitely. I coach kids as well, so it's really nice being able to practice what I preach. So when I'm training down in Rohini GAA Club, I shouldn't say that in Coolock, should I? But you know, I'm running around with the kids, having the crack with them, and it's the same. I've two young girls at home, so it's non-stop. We're outside as much as we possibly can be. My diet, I was a snacker, cereal snacker, quite partial to the old can of beer sitting at home as well. So a lot of that had to change, because the snacks in particular, late night eating, and then going, oh, do you know what, I'll just have a beer or two here before bed. That sort of stuff was just habits that were built up slowly over a long period of time. So my job was quite stressful with the training. Sorry, I was coming home mentally tired all the time.
What do you work at then, Tom? You work in IT, is it?
Yeah, I'm a support manager for a national system. So
it's quite sedentary. You're sitting down a lot of the time.
Absolutely, behind the keyboard the whole day. And so I'd come home from work sometimes, a tough day, and I'd be absolutely knackered. But that's mental tiredness. So you might get into bed and not sleep. So with the sessions in the gym, I'm coming home physically tired as well. As soon as my head hits the pillow, that's it, I'm gone. Wake up the next morning in much better shape than I would have been prior to that. And then everything, the typical things you would expect. I'm running around like a blue arse fly every Saturday, going to matches, collecting from here and there. That's all no problem. Now I want to go out on a Saturday evening, whereas by tea time before, I was, that's it, I'm wasted, I'm not moving, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And Robbie, what's your job? Was that, do you think that was kind of having an effect on your lifestyle as well?
Yeah, it definitely was. I have a small company, electrical company, and it's moved from where there was two of us running the company to one of the guys has semi-retired. So a lot of the stuff is on me. huge amount of stress when you've 12 or 14 guys working for you, where you've got to make sure you have wages at the end of the week and all that sort of stuff. So you're constant. You don't stop thinking about work. It's just that's just the way it is, and that's the way it will be for the next few years. But the good thing about it is that when I go into the gym, I don't think about anything. I mean, I don't even hear the music now in the gym. That hour is just, what's the next thing to do? You know, where do we go next? Where do we run into next? What are we picking up next? And it's a huge relief for me. I don't think about anything. So from that point of view, mentally, it's brilliant.
And you're allowed, I mean, it's not a completely restrictive plan, is it, David, in terms of your, do you have a diet plan, or do you just generally encourage
healthy eating? It depends on the person. Yeah. You always approach from the point of view of that person, because everybody's in a different situation and will have a different understanding of what they need to do to improve their health. So we deal with each person on a case-by-case basis. So, you know, for someone initially who has weight to lose, we keep it quite simple and focus on simple, you know, principles like energy in and portion sizes, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. As people become more and more involved in the program and start to lose more weight and learn more, well, then we'd be a bit more detailed. So, like, we try to make sure it's not overwhelming, because again, there's so much noise out there, people selling fads and gimmicks and stuff that doesn't actually make sense. We base things off of principles and things that actually do make sense, and we're not trying to sell people pills and potions and all this kind of stuff. It doesn't make any sense, so we don't try to encourage it. One thing I'd say about you said about the time commitment. Mm. The way I frame it with people when I'm talking to them is, you're probably awake around 117 hours a week on average. We only want 3 of those hours.
And I know, David, what's really important to you, I think Tom and Robbie spoke about it, was the wider kind of societal aspect of joining something like this, the effect it has on your family. But also, you're really into men using it as a social outlet for them. And you also encourage kind of other events outside the gym from time to time, don't you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, even next week, we've got a group of 50 or 60 people going to take part in Hell and Back. It's an obstacle course. Now, that's for charity, but it's a great social event. We organise, you know, five-a-side football on a regular basis. We've organised nights out, bowling, that kind of stuff. Even from a point of view of some of the sessions that we'd run that are, you know, free for people, our parents and kids training sessions. So they bring the kids into the gym and we train, you know, together and just have some fun. My kids are there as well. Like, it's just more of a kind of family type of a thing. So definitely, I think it's great to see the friendships develop, you know, over time. And it's great to see guys then end up doing stuff together outside the gym, which I think is a big part of the whole kind of mental health side of things as well. I think we disconnect from people as we get older and we get busier. We lose friends, we have kids, we disconnect a lot. And I think it's important to maintain those relationships, because if you do, then you end up keeping those cups filled they need to be.
I've interviewed somebody from Men's Sheds before as well, and it's kind of research into how men approach social relationships. And unlike women, where they might just say, I'll meet you for a cup of tea, or I'll meet you to do this, with men, they like to have an activity to talk around that activity. Do you guys find that as you're in the gym, you're also talking about others? But if you were to be just put in a room with a lot of men having a cup of coffee, that just wouldn't work for you. What do you think, Tom?
Yeah, that's probably fair. I mean, the guys that attend, I go to lunchtime sessions, and these guys are my friends now, so we could be talking about anything. In fact, it wouldn't be uncommon to hear the coach shouting, lads, shut up now, we're starting the session, you know.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah. And what about you, Robbie? Do you feel the same?
Yeah, I feel I've made some friends within the gym. And I talk to guys in there that I wouldn't talk to my own friends about. Like, I wouldn't have a conversation with my friends about nutrition or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because they just, you know, you get slagged for it. But certainly the guys in there, because we're all in the same place, you know, it's easier. It's much easier to do it. Yeah. And, you know, it's not an issue.
And do you find that if you're there, you can, because you know these guys so well, do you know if they're having maybe a down day or they're not feeling so good? Can you see that amongst the group yourself? And do you kind of support each other?
I think you can. You can in certain guys, because there's not, I think if you, and I didn't, unlike maybe a lot of the other guys, I didn't go to other gyms. Only one or two. And you'd see that, you know, guys pumping iron and pushing themselves and like not showing any weak side or any weakness, whatever, you know, trying to push themselves so hard. Within the lads in there, you know, some days guys will come in and they'll just say, you know, I've had a bad night, I've had a bad few days of work and I'm not feeling the best, and there's a bit of banter, a bit of slagging, a bit of abuse thrown around, and suddenly we're laughing or
yeah.
Yeah, and it does, you can see it. You can see guys coming out of some of these things. You can see a guy who maybe comes in not the best of form, maybe had a heavy weekend or something like
yeah.
that. And, you know, you can definitely see the difference in them. You know?
Yeah, and I think probably the exercise and just the, it doesn't have to be a serious conversation, but just having other people around there and having the company rather than being at home if you feel down as well. And I think that's important, isn't it, David, to talk about that aspect of it, that it's also ties into your mental health and your well-being there.
Yeah, and I'd say I probably get to know the lads a lot. Like, they obviously mix and make friends, but when people are coming into the gym and want to join the program, they tend to tell me some quite serious stuff. some of it can be, you know, a little bit raw, because obviously people are quite honest and they're being honest about wanting to join the program. So from our point of view, we're probably looking out for it more. You know, I would tend to have my eyes open a lot, looking for warning signs of people, you know, people coming in and see, because there are people in the program now or have been in the program in the past who I know have struggled, you know, and not just on the physical sort of health side, but on the mental health side. So, and, you know, connecting that to life experience of my own, I would tend to sort of be quite, you know, open to watching out for these things. And we'd always be sort of talking every week, myself and the coaches, where we sit down and chat and we keep an eye out for people, you know, and we actually tend to approach people and say, look, how are things this week? And because people do have up and down weeks. And I think, as Robbie was saying there, I think actually what people want to do, the lads will come in and they will have a chat and mention certain things that have been bothering them, but really the reason they come in is because they want to forget about it. They want to have that laugh, you know, and just play the game and do a bit of training and maybe put it to one side for an hour, you know. So
yeah, yeah. Which is very important as well. So if people want to know about it, David, how do they get in contact?
The easiest way is to look for it on Facebook or on the website. It's the superdadfitnessproject.com, or if you search for Superdad Fitness Project on Facebook, you can't not find it, because it's got one of those names that stands out. And just have a look at some of the stuff that's up there. And honestly, if anybody is unsure about doing something, don't be afraid to get in touch and ask for help or ask questions about fitness in general. And like, we would help regardless of if somebody's going to join or not, you know. So, because as the lads have said, it can be difficult to make a decision. It can take a long time to make a decision to do something. I'd rather sort of see someone get some help and be able to do something themselves than not do anything, you know.
Okay, listen, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. And that is David Knowles, Tom Reynolds and Robbie Toner from the Superdad Fitness Project.
Thank you.